The rookies are in the building, getting fitted, getting ready to do some work out on the field, but first they have to meet with this man, Ray Jackson, the Director of Player Development. Ray, what kind of things are you going to be teaching the rookies this weekend?
Well, the number one thing is just about the history of the Denver Broncos. I mean, we have a rich history of winning, and I think that's very, very important for them to get off on the right foot, understanding where they're coming, what that looks like, and the rich tradition that they're going to uphold.
What's the hardest thing for a rookie who's just maybe you're drafted, maybe you're undrafted, now you're coming to the NFL, there's grown men working here. What's the hardest thing about that transition?
I think the hardest is that you're just what you said, you're going with grown men that are married, that have families. This is how they feed their families, you know. It's no longer regional, it's worldwide. You know, the Bronco fan base is worldwide, and I think that's the biggest adjustment, is understanding that everything they do, it's not going to be regional, it's going to be worldwide.
In the past, there's been a rookie minicamp out on the field. I know head coach Vance Joseph is doing things a little bit different this year. What do you think about the change and the opportunity he's given you to really get your hands on them first?
I love it. I mean, I think anytime you have a head coach that buys into the inner man, not the football man, but the man, the character, I think that's huge. So allowing me to get a head start on these guys and understanding what they're about to deal with, the pressures that come with the NFL, and the expectations that come with it, it's huge for coach to allow me to take that time instead of just going football. We're going to talk about men and the expectations of being a Bronco, not only as a Bronco, but also in the community.
So you mentioned that culture and the winning tradition here with the Broncos. What do you think about the culture that Joe Ellis and John Elway have built here?
Man, an outstanding, outstanding culture here. As you walk through the building, you can absolutely feel it. They're committed to winning. They're also committed to the man and the character. Not only with Joe and John, but Coach Vance Joseph, you've seen it, his few interviews, the things that he talks about, the way he approaches the team and the team concept, talking about truth. I think that's very, very important. The truth, we come here and we talk to each other about truth. That way the standard is the standard.
We've seen those truth signs all over the building now. For a guy who's maybe a first-round pick or something like that, comes in, he was the star in college. How humbling is it when you walk in the door here?
I think it's very humbling. One thing that I did when I got here 2 years ago was I thought it was very important to come in that opening doorway instead of players' lot, to come in and see what those trophies mean. I think that means a lot. So when you walk in here, they have a college resume, an NCAA resume, but not one of those draft picks or non-draft picks has an NFL resume. So when they're coming in, they're starting from scratch. And so they have to come and start building that resume, not only as a player, but as a person and as a character.
On the other end of that, an undrafted guy comes in with a chip on his shoulder, has to prove something. You tell them about the tradition that the Broncos have of signing undrafted guys?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's very, very important. About all that, you know, to know the history, who the guys we've signed, what they're doing in the community, what they're doing as a teammate, how they cultivate, speaking of a veteran, thinking about what Von Miller does. Each draft pick we had, he would send out a message to him or text him and just saying, hey, welcome. I think that's important. You're talking about opening arms and opening a door for young guys to come in with the expectation. What does that mean when you have a Super Bowl MVP to do that? That's big.
Lastly here, what's the one thing that you want the rookies to walk away this weekend having learned from you?
The one thing I want them to understand is family. We are a family, and whatever they need, I'm going to be there for. If it's as a mom, a dad, as a big brother, as a grandmother, I want to be that resource for them. And we're going to provide every resource we have available for them, just so they can succeed.
All right, let's get to it.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thank you.